Well, I don't know about you, but I'm hoping that this September will smarten up the bloody pecking order. I'm kind of wondering if we're going to be influenced by the powers that be, or can we influence those around us to make the changes we need? Big questions. Good job, Cheapro Sam is in your house, because we're going to go deep into all things September.
I just want to give people a place to go to get information. I want them to enjoy learning about cheap and how it's easy to learn about it and affect change in your own life. So Cheapro is here for the curious seekers and for the professionals looking to get ahead. It's the bottom line. I want to empower people with information, because the one thing that can't be taken from you is your knowledge.
All right. It's September month, and it is something called Ding Yao, which is Yin Fire Rooster. But apart from funny names aside, what does this mean? Well, I am hopeful that we'll sort out the pecking order. See, the rooster is famous for strutting its stuff, and I hope that things can align differently this month. However, we've got some stuff to deal with. So let's break down and have a look at what September's going to be. So I just told you that September is officially known as Ding Yao. It looks like you, actually, Y-O-U. Ding is the yin fire, Yao is the rooster. And Ding is like a beacon of light that shows us new opportunities and uncovers what we could not see before. Anytime Ding steps forward in any format, it's always going to be a guiding light, a flashlight, a torch. It's going to shine a light, I should say, on something that has not been seen before. Now, of course, this will resonate differently across the globe. Everyone's going through different things. But this month will bring the opportunity for us to see things more clearly. Now, this guidance will help give us hope, it'll give us meaning, and it'll show us how to move forward. So if you felt lost, you will be found. If you felt burdened, your weight will begin to lift. And if you felt held back, you will be released into the future. It's actually an exciting month. It's just a little bit tumultuous. So what does a rooster month mean? I just said the fire gives you hope and all the rest of it, right? But what about the rooster? That's the month. And that actually is the sort of undercurrent of the whole thing. When we add in our peppy rooster strutting her stuff, we enter a time of performance and we'll see a lot of posturing in the pecking order of life. September will influence us in so many ways, and we'll find ourselves pulled between influencers and sometimes not sure which way to turn or whom to believe. Our emotions are really going to be played with. Our brains are going to be played with. So you've really got to be smart and be calm, cool and collected, and don't get caught up in the pecking order that starts laying down in front of you. Others are going to seek your loyalty and our friendship. So be mindful of who offers a treat, as all that is chocolate may have hidden ingredients that aren't good for you. So be careful about that, right? All that glitters is not gold. You've really got to push through what is being said and what is being shown as to find out what is really there. Be ready to stand your ground and hold your convictions, because things are about to get feisty, peeps. I always believe that people learn and remember things if they can hear it in an entertaining way. Now, the one thing I will say is that this month, vaccinations are the hot topic for sure, as they relate directly to Ding Yao. See, this yin fire rooster is all about hope using delicate metal. Doesn't really get any clearer than that. What is delicate metal? It's a needle. There'll be a massive push for truth now, which will give voice to conspiracy theorists and to believers entering a battleground. Or I think I'm going to call it a cockfight. Yep, we're going to have to call it a cockfight, because that's exactly what's going to happen. This posturing back and forth will be dazzling to watch, squeamish at times, and a tad dangerous. Now, I never like a fight. I will always back away from a fight. It goes against my very being. But this time, it's unavoidable. So is September a catalyst for something then? Is something about to happen? Well, yes, it is. That's actually a good question. I love answering questions in these podcasts. See, we're approaching October and a specific bullying formation for the year that will happen in October. So what happens this month is actually the catalyst for next. Now, do I have all the answers for you? No one does, as there's so much in play. But our governments are like two battling roosters, each one vying for attention. Now, that reference is actually for Canada. And if you're listening to this outside of Canada, I bet you've got a similar scenario playing out, because that's what's going to happen this September. We're going to have two very opposing forces. We really do have a bit of a cockfight going on this month. And these two roosters, they're going to prance around with only defeat or victory on their minds. So that's the challenge to me. When you have a fight, when you have two things coming head to head, if people can be reasonable and look for a way out, then that's okay. But if they go into that fight with someone has to win and someone has to lose, that's the problem. That's the problem this month. That's exactly what's on everyone's minds, is winner, loser. And we really can't do that because there's so much in these opposing thoughts, in these opposing ideas, in everything that's going on in the world today. We have to find the gray area. Now, we have another challenge coming forward in all of this. And what it is on September 26th, we enter something called Mercury retrograde. Now, I've got a great blog on my site for you if you don't know what that is. So go read it. But what I'll say here is that retrograde basically is a time that we go backwards. Okay, now it's a bit more complicated than that. But it's a time we go backwards and we deal with past mistakes. So if you look at everything we're at right now, everything from the last 18 months is now going to come forward with a finger pointing of, well, you made this mistake and you made that mistake and this is your fault and that's my fault, or not my fault because it's your fault. It's this whole finger pointing thing that's going to really shit things up. But it has to be dealt with. So we have to go back and do that. But in your personal life, what I want to say to you is, if you've got something to deal with, bring it forward and deal with it, because otherwise it will keep pulling you back. So use Mercury retrograde to sort stuff out that's been lingering. It's a good time to just clear the air. Okay, it is a bit of a difficult time to go forward. So it's very interesting that we're at this stage in the whole COVID conspiracy, who should be vaccine, what passport should be wherever. It's a very confusing time. And there isn't a quick way out of it. This whole 2021, I've been telling everyone, I've been advising all my clients, there are no quick ways forward. 2021 is a slog. It is an ox year and the ox just moves slowly. Yeah. Again, I'm using an analogy and we don't actually run the years like that. But I think it's the perfect way to explain it. The ox plows the field. It makes trenches in the field, right? In preparation for planting. We are in those trenches. We are beginning to rise, okay? We will do this as we approach 2022, which is a much better year because we're going to see progress in so many areas. But for here and now, we are unfortunately stuck. So be aware in your world, in your personal life, that this month of September is tricky. There is turmoil, there is confusion, and the only one who can clarify pretty much anything you want to know is you. So get the knowledge, check the resource. Don't be influenced by the wrong influencer. You have to do this yourself. So I would sort of say the rooster is one of the four cardinal animals, which means they're very pure. It's the very pure, sorry. It's one of the four major directional animals. And the rooster represents the West, which is a metal element. And the reason I bring that forward for you, the technical side, is because this West element, this metal element, is very sharp. It has clarity in it. So you need to take the time to read, to research, to think it through, and to use your God-given brain. That's the best thing I can say to you, because you're going to be dazzled by so many things, by these prancing of the roosters around there, doing these cockfights and vying for winning and vying for your attention. You've got to zoom out and you've got to stand by yourself. The rooster is a bit of a singular animal. So you are on your own two feet. But you know what? You can do this. This is not an issue. You can stand alone. You've got what it takes to make the decisions you need to make. All right, so seeing as we're in for some confusion and we're going to be looking for clarity and kind of, you know, standing by ourselves, how about we look at the feng shui of your home and your offices and see if we can identify a couple of areas that are good for you to use and a couple of areas that I do want you to avoid. So remember, I don't have to have been in your house to do this. You can literally work out in your house, where is the north part of your home? Where is the west part of your home? And where is the south, and, you know, all the others? It's not difficult. Just use a compass on your phone and basically get the rough area. If you can, you're going to use the two areas I'm going to highlight to spend time, to make phone calls, to do your thinking, to do your planning. And the two areas I'm going to say that aren't so good, you're going to try to avoid those for important stuff. Okay, it's not rocket science. It's quite simple, because feng shui is how the environment affects you. So when I bring these areas forward, I'm talking about the monthly energy influence that's there. And it is there and it's going to influence you whether you realize it or not. So I'm just trying to give you a heads up on what you can use. So the first one that I'm going to say use this area, if you can, is the West. Find out what part of your home is the West. Why? Well, it's a fabulous area for celebrations, partnerships, and financial gains. So there's a lot there. Those three, that little sentence I just gave you is actually massive. Those are big things. So if you're working and you're looking to, you know, create some financial advances in your business or connect with some new partnerships, can be personal as well. It doesn't just have to be business. Use the West area of your home to make the phone calls, maybe put your laptop there, maybe put your notebook there, sit there and make some notes and just plan it through, because the energy that can help you do that is in the West part of your home for the month of September. Now, the next one that's good that I want you to use is the Northeast. Now, it's a very fertile area. So I have to give a disclaimer on this one, actually, because it's a very fertile area, which can be business growth, advancing new ideas. But whenever I say fertile, we have to keep in mind that it means fertile. So there could be a pitter-patter of tiny little feet if you're not careful. Now, if you're looking to create that, if you're looking to hopefully spark that in your family, great. But if you're not, take precautions, please, because it's just very fertile there this month. Now, if we've done two good ones, what are two areas that you should avoid? Yep, there's always going to be a couple. And in case you're sitting there doing the math, yes, I'm well aware there's 8 compass directions, but I don't go through all 8 of them. I just highlight 2 good and 2 not so good. So the 2 that are best to avoid are the North. Well, the North is tough this year. It's not a good area for discussions, as arguments will circle and disagreements will rise. So you'll basically butt heads. So what this means is, say you need to have an important discussion, and it could be business, could be personal. It doesn't matter. It's an important discussion to you, all right? An important discussion to you. If you have a choice, avoid the North. Even if your most comfortable couch is in the North and you normally sit there, because it's your living room, and you normally sit there and you have conversations, ixnay on the September, okay? Because the North isn't the place to do it. It will sort of poke you to start disagreeing. And before you know it, there's a full-fledged argument happening. So just don't have the discussion there, all right? Go somewhere else. Another area to be careful with is the East. Why? Well, this one is tough. This one has a number of things going not in its favor. Bad, actually. It's got major blockages in this area. So if you're sick or not very well, this is not good because it will take you further down. Anytime I highlight there's a blockage, it's a blockage of the chi flow, and basically our health is affected by chi flow. So if we have a blockage, that's when we can have lumps, we can have obstructions, we hit a wall, like something is not working. So I don't like this area. If you are struggling with your health at all, avoid it. If you're sleeping in the East, for this month, I'd really love it if you slept somewhere else, okay? Now, if you're doing business, if the East is maybe your home office, or you look in your business location and the East is your office or a major part of your business, just be aware that you're going to hit some walls. You're going to hit some roadblocks in your business ventures. Things are not going to go as smooth. They're going to kind of stall. Now, what I like to say with this is that it's only a month, so work around it. And sometimes you cannot move your office, you cannot move things, and you're like, oh my God. Well, then just be aware that things could stall. So when something happens, when something comes forward, and you think, oh, bloody hell, you know, I was going along, and all of a sudden, boom, this system failed, or this process failed. And I just actually had this happen the other day, and I sort of stood there and thought, oh, well, we'll just go around it. Because that's what you got to do. You cannot change what the energy is doing to you in that area. You can change how you react to it. Okay, so 2 good areas, West and Northeast. 2 not so good areas, North and East. All right, how about we have a talk about some astrology? I know you love it. I want you to have your birth chart ready. So if you haven't done this already, if you haven't already screen grabbed this from before, because I do remind you every month, quickly pause this podcast. Well, listen to me first. Go to cheaprosam.com. You'll see a calculator tab. Go there, work out your chart, take a screen grab of it, a picture, come back. Ready? Go. All right. You back? Good, good. Okay, look at your chart. Now, your chart is going to have four pieces of information in it. It's going to have a year, a month, a day, and an hour. You may not have the hour, in which case the calculator would have left it blank on my website. But if you do, great. Now, this chart has two layers to it. I want you to look at the bottom where there's animals written. There's going to be 12 Chinese animals. You could have four, or you may have an animal twice. Those animals are the inner makings of you. They're where I look to you when I'm doing a Boxer consult. They're how I know what's going on in your world. And it's these animals that I look at to give you a heads up of what's going on. So have a look in your chart. Do you have a rabbit? If you do, well, you, my friend, are about to change direction big time. So be ready to pivot. And I know that word's been used a lot, so I'm actually going to override it. I'm going to be ready to spin and go in the other direction. Because this is quite big. This is large scale. But it's okay, because this is where the good stuff is. This is actually a clash. So traditionally, this is the rooster and the rabbit clash each other. And people run for the hills when I say that. Don't run for the hill. It's totally fine. Unless you fight it. If you fight it, ooh, not good. Go with the fact that this month you're going to change direction. You're going to actually pivot quite big and do something different. And it's good. Now, it might be problematic at first. Just look it in the eye. Okay, look it straight in the eye. You will see it for what it really is, and then great change can occur. When great change occurs, growth occurs. So it's not a bad thing if you have a rabbit. Have a look. Do you have a dog in your birth chart? Okay, so this month will be a little bit emotionally driven, and it can be hard to handle, so buckle up and be ready. I wish I could say it was easier, but it's not. I'm sorry, dogs, you're going to have a little bit of a tough time this month. So I need you to take the time to center yourself and focus on your needs. Because if you overextend yourself for others, they'll be okay, but you'll hit the wall. This is one of those things that is can be physical, but it's more emotional and it's more draining. And the dog is already dealing with an interaction with the ox of the year. This is a bit of a boom, boom. This is a bit of a double whammy. But you can handle this if you center yourself, slow down and calm down. So that's my advice for you there, okay? Now, do you have a rooster in your chart? Well, This is referred to as a self-penalty. There's four animals out of the 12 Chinese animals that do this. And when they come up, they're not fun. I am just thrilled that I don't have a rooster in my chart because this one's a tough one. It's when I say self-penalty, I think it's pretty self-explanatory, isn't it? It's problems are going to arise of your own doing. You actually caused this problem yourself. So how do you deal with this? It's actually quite easy. You seek help. You layer in trusted advisors on all your big decisions, actually all your decisions, small ones too, because it's the only way forward for you. Why? Well, if you make the decisions yourself, you're possibly going to make the wrong one. It's a self-penalty month for you. So don't do it. Run your idea, run your thought, your decision by trusted friends or people in the know, and they can give you feedback. Some of your stuff may be fine, but you might get a few people looking at you, raising their eyebrows, saying, what the hell do you think you're doing? That's a terrible idea. And you're going to be like, well, no, it's a good idea. I've thought it through. No, you haven't, okay? Not this month. So get some help and make better decisions. Okay, moving on. Do you have a rat in your birth chart? Right, well, this one's all about bad habits. So it's time to ensure you create better ones then, isn't it? Now, on the flip side, when we have habits come up like this, it can be quite good because you could destroy some stuff. You can move something that's blocking your path because it's a habit that you are choosing to continue. So if you alter that habit, if you change that habit, you can change the outcome. So that's actually quite good for a rat this month. So if you've got that, you can make some big changes, but you're probably going to have to break some things down and change not only your physical habits, but maybe your mental ones too. In fact, I'm going to say primarily your mental ones. They're the ones you're going to have to change this month. Be careful how you do that though, because when we make these kinds of changes, we sound all gung-ho when we do it. And then as it settles in and as it unfolds, we're like, oh shit, what have we done? You have to ride it out and you have to commit to it. So commit. All right, last one I'm going to talk about is the dragon. And I'm kind of doing a little happy dance over here. I'm like, yes, I have a dragon in my chart. And this is a good thing this month, because dragons have had a very interesting year this year. It's been up and down and sideways. And I can attest to that because I've got one in my chart. This month, oh, we can sort of breathe easy because this is a bit of a, something we call a combination. And this means that you have a true friendship you can combine with the month. So it's collaborations and it's assistance. I, for one, have got my hand up thinking, oh, thank goodness, I could do with some assistance. I need some help with stuff this month. And I'm already putting the people in position to do that, partly because I knew this was coming. Kind of had the inside track, right? So, no, if you've got a dragon in your chart, know that you can do a lot with assistance. And don't be afraid to ask for help. I know, dragons are strong. Dragons are proud. They like to do it all by themselves. I know this. But not the month to do it, because why? You've got people wanting to help you. So connect with the people you need and you will get what you want. It's really that simple. It's not the best time to go it alone, partly because some stuff with the year has been very heavy on us dragons. But it's important to accept the assistance, especially if you have any of the other challenging animals in your birth chart. Now, I've been honest with you, I don't this month. I just have a dragon in my birth chart this month interacting. But I'm still putting my hand up for assistance on so many levels. And I advise you to as well. So remember, if you've listened to this and you missed what I said earlier, pop over to cheaprosam.com, get the calculator open on your phone or your desktop and work out your chart and take a screen picture of it so you know the animals you've got. Keep it for each month, okay? Keep it. Okay, now where are we at? Well, we're actually at the end of the forecast for September. So I'd like to leave you with a go word for this month. And this word is going to be understanding. If you can understand, you can empathize. And when we empathize, we create understanding of and for each other. Life is hard, and we're reaching a breaking point that is applying great pressure in so many areas of our life. It's relentless. It's been relentless. And I've told you that this month it's going to be tumultuous. We're all in the stands watching this rooster, these two roosters kind of enter a cockfight here. It's not a fun thing. This is not good. But you zoom back, you take care of yourself and don't get involved in that cockfight. You'll be fine. So in a life full of Zoom meetings, I'm asking you to zoom out and pull away from it all. I'd like to share one of my all-time favorite quotes. I keep it close to my heart, and I'm going to ask you to do the same thing. Ready? It is only with the heart that one can see rightly. What is essential is invisible to the eye. Now, this is a quote from Antoine de Saint-Exupéry from The Little Prince, a lovely little book. I've used this quote for years. It was actually one of the first quotes on my very first companies over 10 years ago, and it stayed with me. And I find that it reminds us, especially in this month when I'm telling you to be careful of what you see, what you are shown, what you are told, what you are given in print. You need to zoom out because what is essential is invisible to the eye. Go inside, you have the answers, you've got this. Ah, I have one more thing before you go. Don't be running off, I'm not done. I've got something to share with you. Did you know that I've been testing a very cool forecasting system for 4 months, kind of behind the scenes, and we just launched it? Yeah, we did. We've just launched something called the ChiCast, and the ChiCast is a personal monthly forecast based on the day of your birth, and it's live and ready for subscription on the ChiProSam site. So what I want you to do is hop on over there and try it. Okay, we've put it up as a 30-day free trial. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain. Now, you're probably thinking, okay, well, what's in this forecast? I listen to your podcast every month. Doesn't that tell me everything? Yes, it does. It tells you everything about the generics of the month and the generic feng shui and the generic interactions with astrology on the animals in your chart. But that's only a piece of everything. When I'm working with people, and I actually consult on Bartzer consults with my C-suite teams, with my corporations, with personal people, with people just like you, they're very in-depth, these consults that I do, and the forecasts I do for the year ahead and the months ahead, but they're also very expensive. And I looked at that and thought, I want to be able to give something to people that anyone can get and use. So I developed a system that speaks to what you can expect from each month ahead. I talk about your career, if you're going to have some hiccups there, what things, actions you should take in your career. I highlight relationships. I talk about people that might come up in the month that you need to deal with. And I give you actions to take and actions to avoid, which is sometimes the most important thing, is knowing when to do something and when not to do something. Now, these Chicasts are a monthly subscription, and I've set it up so you get a 30-day free trial. So seriously, you got to try it. I mean, there's absolutely no point in not trying it. But also, we just added something that everyone went mad for, because we did this for 4 months and we've been testing with a beta test group, and the survey results came in and blew us away. We were almost at a 75% wow factor on every question that we asked. But something they really loved, and something I don't give you in this podcast, is the bonus content. We call it Hidden Forces. And that's when I talk about auspicious days that you should use and days that are not auspicious and one needs to avoid and why. And I also highlight some other specific things that you need to know. So what I want you to do is I want to encourage you to go over and try this, because for the month of September and September only, I'm giving a discount on that because I want you to try it. I want you to feel totally comfortable, because I know once you get in there, oh my God, you are never going to leave. You are going to absolutely love it. Not only do you get the forecast of the month that we're talking about, but I keep the other forecast of previous months on there. So for you listening today, Christ, you've got it made. You can go in and subscribe today and you'll see September, but you'll also see the last 2 months as we prep those in our video delivery system. So you've got 3 months of information to go and absorb and glean, and you're going to backtrack and you're going to see how damn useful this information is. Like, I can't tell you how impressed I am that my team and I came up with this and how much work we've put into it. And it's awesome. I'm going to read you a testimonial that someone gave me, and I've put them on you'll see them on the Chicasts, but this one is special and I want to read it to you here. And it says, I have been a ChiPro subscriber for many years, and much like getting advice from a good friend and a reliable source, Sam provides a fresh perspective that I can't get anywhere else. It's a complicated world to navigate, whether it's business, relationships, finance, or health. So I'll take any help I can get, and Sam has never steered me wrong. The information she delivers is a unique, valuable, and unconventional resource, like having a secret weapon. That was by my good friend Heath from Sproing Creative, and it just warms my heart. Even reading it to you here, it warms my heart. I never knew he realized I was a secret weapon, but I kind of am. I'm like a secret ninja. Anyway, it's awesome. I'm so proud of it. I'm so proud of my team. We've worked so hard, and I know you're going to love it, and I know it's what you're looking for. So do yourself a favor. Go over there and subscribe to it, and you won't look back. It's going to be bloody awesome. You're going to love it. And that's it, guys. I'll see you next month. Bye.